three patients here. First patient, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, last name Cook. Date of birth, 6/16/49. Date of service, 4/28/23. This is a 73-year-old female patient here with complaining of urinary tract infection type symptoms. She is burning upon urination. Also, she's noticed increase in urinary frequency. The dysuria that she describes just started earlier this morning. However, she has had urinary tract infections prior days. She says it feels like another one starting. Period, new paragraph, no other issues, no flank pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No abdominal pain. She carries on her everyday activities well. No change in bowel movements. Vital signs, blood pressure 141 over 70, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 98%, current weight 176, allergies to Celebrex, current medications reviewed in the chart, medical history, hypertension, arthritis, surgical history, tubal ligation. She's also had surgery to her right knee, right hand, and right foot. Social history. Occasionally, we'll drink alcohol socially, negative for drugs or smoking. Labs today include a urinalysis, and we will send it out for culture. As well, it did come back with blood and leukocytes, a large amount, period, and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, will nurse, will develop program. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Urinary tract infection, we will supply Cipro, 500 milligrams BID for 5 days. Number 10, we will also send the urine out for culture. We will call her with those results if needed. Also, patient is to drink plenty of fluids, get plenty of rest. If not improving, return to clinic or call me. Period, new paragraph, next patient, Merlaya, M-E-R-L-I-A-H, last name, Talabera, that's T-A-L-A-B-E-R-A, date of birth, 9/3/12, date of service, 4/28/23, this is a 10-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in because she's been having a bilateral ear pain, more so on the right, also some allergy symptoms, stuffy nose, cough. The earache actually started approximately 2 days ago. She's been running a low-grade fever as well at 99.3. Period to paragraph, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. In fact, no other issues have been verbalized to me today. Blood pressure 109 over 64. Pulse 63. Respiration 16. Temperature 99.3. Oxygenation 100% on room air. Current weight is 105. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication. this patient is not currently being prescribed any medications. Medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nursed, well-developed, well-groomed. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. There is bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Right is worse than left. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Remainder of exam, unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Bilateral otitis media, amoxicillin, 500 milligrams PO, TID, times 10 days, number 30, period, new paragraph, cough. Phenergan DM, 5 ml PO, QID, PRN cough, number 120 ml, period, new paragraph. Patient is to get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic, or call me if needed. Period, new paragraph, next patient. Elifelet, spelled E-L-I-F-E-L-E-T. T. Last name, Talabera, T-A-L-A-B-E-R-A. Date of birth, 10/17/06. Date of service, 4/28/23. This is a 16-year-old female patient. She's here, said she had some slight sinus pressure and runny nose this morning. And the big complaint is she's had a headache, and mom is wanting some medication for that today. I've encouraged over-the-counter allergy medicines. Mom says she has Zyrtec, although she hasn't given her daughter any of that medication yet. She tells me she will do so. Period, new paragraph. No fevers, no activity intolerance, tolerates foods and fluids well, no other issues brought up, period. The paragraph, patient is currently not wearing glasses. I've asked mom to make sure she gets her eyes checked, as this can be a cause of headache in a 16-year-old, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 108 over 71, pulse within normal limits, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 100%, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, gastroesophageal reflux, surgical history, tubal ligation, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, period, and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, all within normal limits. Pupils are equal around react to light. Ears, within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, within normal limits. Neck is soft. There is no thyromegaly. There is no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period. In the paragraph, patient has a headache today, so she stayed home from school. She will be getting a note so that she can return on Monday. We will prescribe Motrin 600 milligrams 3 times a day, PRN, as needed for headache management. She will return to clinic or call if not improving. Period in a paragraph. I've also asked the mom to make sure she takes her daughter in to get the eyes checked for her vision.